Is Amalei Rav Papa LeRabbe. We had heard here a machlokes amiroim what the maximum height of a mavui should be, and Rabbe had said that the maximum height is halal mavui tnan, that the kaire does not have to be in the Goiva of Esrim Amma. The Kaira can start as soon as Esrim Amma ends, and as long as there is a cholol, an empty space of Esrim Amma, it is a kosher Kaira and a kosher Mavui. When it is a little higher, then it becomes possible. But it is not necessary that the Kaira should be in the halal Esrim. Amalei Rav Papa LeRavi, Tanya de Mesayelach. We have a baraisa that is a raya to your yesoit. What is the raya? The baraisa says, Mavui shugavoya me esrim amo. It is higher than esrim amo. Yoiser me pischoi shal heichel yemayit. It is more than the pesach of the heichel is yemayit. The heichel gufoi chaloloi esrim. The heichel, the cholol of the Pesach of the Heichel was Esrim Amma. And it says, when is the Mavui, when is there a necessity to be Memayit the Kaire? When it is more than the Pesach Shel Heichel. So we see that Halal Esrim is also kosher. Frag the Gemara, Eisve Rav Shimi Barabashi L'Rav Pope, Keitzat Hoya Oise. How does one make a kaire? Meiniach kaire misfas esrim ulamata. He puts the kaire misfas esrim ulamata. So it would seem from this lashon of the Baraisa that the kaire, the top part of the kaire, is by the sfas esrim where esrim starts ulamata. So that means that the oivi hakoire goes into esrim. Let us see Rashi. Misfas chof ulamato, mash mishe oivi hakoire besoich chof. That the thickness of the koire goes into chof. It starts misfas esrim and it goes down. So we see that the koire has to be in the goiva of esrim. It is not sufficient if you have a halal esrim. And for the Gemara, eima ulamailo. That the Baraisa means that the Kaira has to start Misfas Esrim Ulamaila. Frag the Gemara Voho Lemata Ktoni. The Baraisa says Lemata. O Kamashmalon de Lemata Kilamaila. By Lemata it is the same like Lemaila, that there is a minimum Cholol. Ma Lemaila Chalola Esrim. That by Lemaila, In order to be kosher, you need a cholol of esrim. There's the maximum goive. Af lamato chalolo asore. Lamato, one needs there a minimum cholol of asore. Let us see Rashi. Hoka mashmalon, de shio shenosnu chachomim lamato miyutvochim. There are two halachas. There's a halacha that the koire cannot be higher than chof amitz. And there's also a loche that the koire cannot be lamato miyutvochim. The shir shenosnu chachomim lamato miyutvochim acholo koi. Not that the koire can start from yutvochim and go down. No, the cholol, you need a cholol, an empty space of yutvochim. Kishir sha'amru b'chof l'maylo. Just like by the chof l'maylo, the shir was given in the space. The maximum is a space of 20 amits. So the same thing, l'mato, that by the minimum shir, and also you need a cholol, an empty space of at least yutvach. V'ochi koma masnise. Meiniach esakoira misfas chof u'l'maylo. That the koire, the maximum goive is that the koire should be where chof ends and it can go up higher. V'chein lemato, the minimum shear, im bo la soisoi namuk, if he wants to make a low mavui, meinicha misfas asarat vachim ulamayla. Also, this lamata, there's also a din misfas ulamayla. The bepochais me asare. If there is less than 10 tvachim, loy havi mavoi. So Rashi says a yisod, that the chesaron isn't the shame mavoi. Less than 10 tvachim, it will not have a shame mavoi, and therefore it is possible. The svas emes clears a shaila, what would be the din if one has over the mavoi two kairais? The bottom kaira is toich asara tvachim, and the top kaira is lamayla me asara tvachim. So he clears a shaila if you'll say bal. I mean, since I don't need the bottom kaira for the mavoi, I could be yaitza with the top kaira, he's mitzadid that there it should be kosher, because it has a shame mavoi out the top kaira. Zog the Gemara weiter, Taisus we'll see later after the sugya. Omar Abaye Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Amas suke va amas mavoi. The amos, which are there are halachas in suke and in mavoi, which speak about amos. So amas suke va amas mavoi va amo bas chamisha. So there, the size of the amo, we'll see in the sugya that there were two measurements of an amo. There was an amo bas shisha tvachim, there was an amo bas chamisha tvachim. So Abaye said that the amois of suke va amois movi ba amos bas chamisha, there the amo should be 5 tvachim. Amas kloyim ba amo bas shisha. The amo of kloyim, when it comes in yonim of kloyim, we measure with an amo of shisha tvachim. Now the Gemara, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, amas mavoi va amasuke, amoi shehuskeru be mavoi u besuke, ba amos ktanoi shiaru. So there we were mishaya with small amos. Ba amos shehuskeru be kloyim, ba amos gdoile shiaru. There were mishaya with big amos. Lekamon meforish haininu. Rav Nachman midekama hochik tane vahochik tanes vahochik gdoilis. Rav Nachman said that here you measure with tanes and here you measure with gdoilis. Shema mino hochik humre vahochik humre. That here, lechumre you go and if the chumre is smaller ames, so you go with smaller ames. Here, if the chumre is larger ames, you go with larger ames. The iloy lechumre, if the reason for the chilek is not out because here it's a chumre, here it's a chumre, eichem motzi oma hani gdoiles, bahani ktanis alois nan bohu shiur. We never learned a different shiur. So al kochoch, in ames gufe, in ames there are two shiurim of ames, and lechumre, we use the chumre de kishir where it applies. Frag de Gemara. So let us go back to the memra of Rav Nachman, that by mavoi we go amish ktamis. Amas mavoi ba amo bas chamisha. Lemai hilchese. Where's the tier that you measure an amo with 5 tvachim? Le goivoi ule pirtas mavoi. That the goiva of a mavoi is, if it is lemailo mi esrim amor is possible. So now we have 2 yardsticks. We have amos ktanos. So come out, esrim amor would be 100 tvachim. We'll measure with amos gdolos. So esrim amor is 120 tvachim. Now we say that a mavoi that's lamaila mi esrim amos is possible, so we go lechumra with amos ktanis. If it is more than 100 tvachim, it is possible. Ule pirtzas mavoi, or a second case, a pirtze passels a mavoi yeser mi eser amos. So again, we'll measure with an amo of 5 tvachim, so come out 100 tvachim. Let us see Rashi. Lamai hilchasem misharim elu shebemovoi biktanois. what is the tzir that we're mishayer with amis ktanis? It's a heavy chumre, that is the chumre that we're mishayer with ktanis. So the Gemara says two nafkaminis, legoivoy. Hanach eschim shehuskiru liposel begoivoy, that is a psul, if the goiva koire is lemaila meyesim, mechi ike chof amis ktanis poslu, imagvelotve. If you lift it up more than 100 tfachim, it'll be posel. Ule pirtas movi, by a pirtse, also the halacha is that it will be more than eser ames, it'll be posel. The kaimulon bahai pirke, pirtas movi bi yud ames poselai. Rabbi Kevege says it's not yud ames, it's yud ames is a teres pesach, but a little bit more than yud ames. Bekama Rav Nachman de be eser ames ktanois mifsel. That a pirtse pasels be eser ames ktanois. Now this din pirtzis movoi, it seems that is a din in the Barsachmir, in the Tzodai, a movoi we have is a, it is, there are three walls, and then the Ruach Avi is Pasuach. So if there's a pirtzis in the walls, more than Eser, that passes. That's pirtzis movoi. Rabbi Keveger in the Rishash asked, why didn't the Gemara mention, in the Mishnah we have a din of Eser Amis, of Rochav Mi Eser Yemayet, that if the Ruach Revi is wider than 10 Amis, also, so why did the Gemara jump to a din, the Kaimelon Bahai Pirke, Pirtzis Movi, Biyud Amis, why did they speak about a Pirtze, why didn't they speak about, if they would be speaking, Rabbi Keveger wants to be mitzadet, maybe he means that. Rochav mi eser ames is called a pirtze. You could learn like that. But Rashi says, klonitazay, Rashi, the kaimulon by pirke pirtze smovi biyudam is posolo. Since the Gemara Bedavke is speaking about the din pirtze that passels the koisle hamovi. So the Moira, why the Gemara didn't speak about the roichav hamovi, the ruach revi. Al koponim, so we have over here two cases where the chumra would be if one will measure with smaller amis, and the minute it is more than 20 small amis or more than 10 small amis by a pirtze, it is possible. So that is pshat in the memre of Rav Nachman, that what? That amas mavoi ba'ame bas chamish. Fregte Gemore, wo iko meshech movoi ba'arba amois de lekule. Sagt Rashi, wo iko amois shehuskeru, there are other halachas where amos are mentioned. Be meshech movoi, the length of a movoi. Dalet amois. There's a minimum length that a movoi has to have, according to one man de Yoma, and that is dalet amois. Vim olkoi poches mi daladamis, if the length is less than daladamis, posele abaya lekama befilke. The oma lekama, the Gemara says later as follows. Hoya poches mi yut tfochim. If the movui, the koisle hamovi, till the kakois hamovi, were less than 10 tfochim. So memela, we learned if it's less than 10 tfochim, doesn't have a shame movi. So he wants to correct the situation. He wants to make it should have a teres movi. So he brings a bulldozer and starts digging up the karke so that there should be 10 tfochim. There should be 10 tfochim. There should be an area that has a oimek of 10 tfochim. So how much does he have to dig? We have a tremendous movi. At kamo choykik boi b'moshoi. How much does one have to dig in the length of the movoi in order to ascertain that it has a shame movoi and now a koira could be mata? Rav Yosef Omar dalet tvochim. Rav Yosef says dalet tvochim. Abaye Omar dalet amis. Abaye says dalet amis. The meshech movoi, in order to have a shame movoi, it needs a minimum length of dalet amis. So Memele, now how will you measure these amis? If you'll say 100 tvachim gives it a shame mavui, so that's a kula. So you got away with 100 tvachim. If you'll be machmel, you'll say, no, you need the larger amas. He said, amav abashisha tvachim. So then you'll need 120 tvachim. Ubahani amis, osi milsi derav nachmel lekule. The machshalei bedalad amis ktanis. And that doesn't make sense. That Rav Nachman Estes should say that by, if Rav Nachman is telling us chalukim, and the only way we can understand the chalukim is you have to go lechumre, with the shir amos, so here the chumre would be to make larger amos. So that's the Gemara's kasha, ve'iko meshech movi ba'arba amos. We have a measurement in Hilchis Movi, that the length of the movi has to be dalad amis. The lekula, it will be a kula if you will measure with amis ktanis. And for the Gemara, keman da omar barbo tfochem. That this memre of Rav Nachman that said that the amis that were mentioned in Hilchis Movi are amis ktanis, this goes according to the man the omar. We had Rashi brought a Gemara for it. It is a machlokes Rav Yosef and Abaye. If the minimum shear of a mavoi is 4 tvachim, or the minimum shear of a mavoi is 4 amis. So according to Rav Yosef, there is no shear bechlal of 4 amis by a mavoi. There's only a shear of tvachim. So memele, so it could be Rav Nachman holds, that's what the Gemara, Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yosef. So all the amis which are mentioned in Hilchis Mavoi, the chumre is to use smaller amis. And there's no such halacha that you need dalad amis to make it for a movi. So memele, Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yosef. The boy is aime ba'arba amis. Could be Rav Nachman also holds like Abaye. That the meshech oirech hamovi is dalad amis. If it is dalad amis, so memele, so then lechayri you should measure with amis gdoilis, v'roiv amis koma. That's what Rav Nachman said. Amas movoi is with amis ktanis. This doesn't mean all the halachis where amis are involved in a movoi. Roiv halachis where you need amis in a movoi, you measure with amis ktanis. But that is true, there is a case that you have to measure with amis gdoilis. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amas suke, Rav Nachman also said, ba'amo bas chamishe. You also measure with small amas. Fragt die Gemara lamai hilchese. But where does it evolve, heißt this, that there's a halach of amas and you measure with small amas? Le goivo u le doife nakume. By the goivo, the doife nakume. Let us see Rashi. Kamandi Omar Meshech Movoi Barbo Tvochim, Svirale Rav Nachman, Bloyhuskeru Ameis Beshir Mishchoi. There never was a halacha of Ameis that is necessary in the length of the sukkah. Uplukte Dabaye Rav Yosefi. This is the Samachlikis Abaye Rav Yosef. That was the first teretz, and the second teretz is Rav Amois and his koris b'movi koma Rav Nachman the Levi Ktanis. V'loi akol Amois movi koma. Where by Sukkah do we need Amois Ktanis? Legoivo. Shehuskiru chof Amois lepoislo. So there we measure with small Amois. Amois of one, that means there'll be 100 tvachim will be posoleri. Uledoi fanakume. Tesnan bayish shenitchas. If a chelik of the gag got broken open, besichach al gabe yapchas, he put schach on the broken chelik, beschach kosher. V'tikras aliyo neiseres oviv, but the whole gag was not broken off completely, so that means we have a rim, a border of a gag, and then we have schach in the middle of the roof. Umavsekes bein schach kosher letfanis. And this rim is mafsik between the doifen and the schach kosher. Now the halacha is that the schach kosher has to touch or be teich gimel to the tfanis. It's not permitted to be rochik from the tfanis. And here we have the border, the chelik of the gag, which was not nifchas, that is mafsik Bein ha-doifin la-schach. So the halacha is as follows. Im yesh bein schach kosher le-doifin dal-adamitz. If the chelik that was not nifchas is dal-adamitz, psula. So then it's a posel sukkah, because there's a dover ha-mapsik bein ha-schach la-doifin. V'lo yamrin on doifin ha-kumen, we don't say doifin ha-kumen, which Rashi will soon explain. Poches mi dal-adamitz, what if there is less than dal-adamitz? Ksheira. Why? Damrinon Chazinalei Lahai Schach, we reckon Lahai Schach Bosel Keilu Uminatfanis. We reckon that the Chelik Hagag, which is Mapsik between the Doifen and the Schach Kosher, we reckon that it is Keilu Uminatfanis and Nekmo Lemailon. We reckon that we, even though normally a doifen goes vertically, but we reckon that a doifen can go horizontally also. Till dalad amis, a doifen can bend. So we assume that the chelik that was not nifchas, that is a chelik of the doifen. The doifen bent in is now going horizontally. Ubo at schach kosher, and it goes till the schach kosher, and it touches the schach kosher, but I ain't can hefsik, so there's no dover hamafsik bein a doifen le schach. The ka'osa Rav Nachman lemeima, the ba'amis k'tanis misharin olay, that we measure this with amis k'tanis. That means doif nakuma can only be said only till dalad amis. Umivsele be'esrim tvochim, v'haynu chumre. So it will become possible with 20 tvochim. So that is the chumre of amis k'tanis by sukkah. Frek the gemore, there's another halacha in sukkah which involves amis. In there, amis k'tanis will be a kula. The ikah mesher sukkah ba'arba amis to la kula. The size of the sukkah has to be dalad al dalad amis. And here, if you'll measure it with amis k'tanis, you're making a kula. The sanya Rebbe Yoimer. Oimer ani kol sukkah she'ein bo dalad amis al dalad amis psula. Rabbi said that the sukkah has to have a minimum shear of dalad al dalad. So how could Rav Nachman say that the amis of sukkah are only amis k'tanis? So the Gemara answers, kerabono, the omri afilu eina marzekes al roishoi verubai bishulchon. That he holds like the rabbonon. And according to the Rabbonon, the minimum shear of a sukkah is zayin al zayin tvochim, roishe v'rube v'shulchonik. So memele, so there is no halacha that involves amis, where small amis would be yakula. V'boyis eime lo'oilom rebihi, could be Rav Nachman is going a fill according to Rebbe. V'roiv amis koma. And he's speaking about roiv amis. He says roiv amis by sukkah are small amis, but in the chanami there's a case where one will have to measure with large amis. Zot Rashi veika arba amis haniskores b'mesher sukkah. The marsheres lei b'ktanis. If you'll be marsher this with small amis, ike kula. V'Rav Nachman kayel ba'omar kol amis sukkah b'ktanis. The Omar Rav Nachman ke Rebbe, if Rav Nachman is going according to Rebbe also, havi kula, so it's a kula to measure with amis k'tan. The boy is Eimo, Rav Nachman, lo'oilom ke Rebbe. Fahai, the Omar Rav Nachman, amis suke b'ktanois, lav ba'amis de mesher suke, elo b'shar amis koma. Speaking about the other amis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now we're going to go to Kloyim. Amas Kloyim ba'amo bas shishe lemai hilchese lekarachas akerem velimcheil akerem. Zog the Gemara that lemai hilchese lekarachas akerem velimcheil akerem. So the navkamina will be by a karachas akerem and a mecheil akerem, that there the halach is you measure with large amas, the snan. We learned the Mishnah in Kloyim as follows. Karachas akerem, Beishamai oimrim esrim va'arba ames. That this kerachas, this empty space in the middle of the kerem, has to be a square of 24 ames by 24 ames, and then one is permitted to plant in the middle different meaning. Ubeisilul oimrim sheishesre ames. You don't need such a big square. A square of 16 by 16 ames is also sufficient. Umachayl akerem. Now, machayl akerem is the case where the empty space is not surrounded by two sides by kramim. Now, one side is a kerem, the other side is a wall. Umachayl akerem is beishamai oimrim sheish esrei ames. That the area, in order to plant in the mechoil, has to have a minimum of 16 amets. Beisil olaimrim, shtei esrei amets. Shtei esrei amets. Eizai hi karachas hakerem. Now, the explanation is going according to Beisil, with Beisil's measurements. So, Nochem also Beisil, by karachas hakerem, said that the shir is 16 amets. Kerem shechorav emtzeisai. A kerem, that in the middle of the kerem, there once was a complete kerem here, then the middle became, they became nekar, the gfanim, shechorav emtzeisoi. So the loch is as follows. Ein shom sheish esrei ames, if there is not there a square of 16 ames by 16 ames, lo yovi zera l'shom, so he's not permitted to plant any zroim in this area, because we'll see it is considered ki'ilu, he is planting zroim in the kerem. Hayu shom sheish esrei amo, but what is if in the square there is 16 ames? Noisein loy kedei avoidosoi. So then, he gives kedei avoidosoi, dalet amois, on each side for avoidos hakerem. So you have the square of 16 by 16, so you deduct on all four sides of the square dalet ames. So in the middle we will have an area of 8 ames. B'zereya es hamoisa. And then he's permitted to be zereya the rest. V'eze mechayla kerem. What is the case of mechayla kerem? That not that the empty area is not surrounded on all sides by kerem. Ben kerem legeder. On one side you have a kerem, on the other side you have a geder. Ein shom shteim esrei amo. If there are not 12 ames there, lo yovi zera l'sham. So he's not permitted to plant any zroim. Hoyu shom shteim esrei ama, if there were 12 ames, from the kerem to the wall, there's an area of 12 ames. Naisen loy kedei avoidosoi. So, 4 ames next to the kerem is hukdish lavoides hakerem. And is left over 8 ames, v'zeireya es hashal. Now, in order to get a psaklokite, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, lekarachas hakerem v'limachoyl hakerem. And so the Gemara is saying, the chemishayres lay b'gedoylois, if this you'll be mishaya with amis gedoylois, chumri. That means we said you could only plant in the karachas hakerem lay pesilu if there are 16 amis available. So you don't measure with 16 small amis, you measure with 16 big amis, 16 large amis. Karachas hakerem beishamay oimrim esrim ba'arba ames. Im kol choso, if the empty chelik is esrim ba'arba ames, 24 ames, muta lizroya shom, one is permitted, this is beishamay shita, one is permitted to be zereya. Mim pochis michov dal ames, also lizroya shom. Lakama meforish my karachas and my mechel. Shechorav be'emtza isoi. It's now explaining karachas. Sherei yesh shom gifanim. If we say be'emtza isoi, the middle of the kerem became empty. So we are saying, in other words, that it is surrounded by Chomim. Shreyesh Shom Gifanim Soviv HaKolcha. Around the empty area, there are Gifanim. Soviv HaKfanim Yud Vav Amo Al Yud Vav Amo. So that is one oifen of Karachas HaKerem, that it is surrounded on all four sides with Kfanim. V'chein im holcho ha-kolcho al pnei kol roichev ha-kerem, or you could have that the empty space just went on the roichev ha-kerem. That means it is only surrounded by two sides with kromim. She'ein sham kfanim, ela mi beis tzidei ha-kolcho, and these are the two pictures in the Perish Achai, 15 and 16 on page 3. That the 15, we have it surrounded on all four sides with Kromim, and 16, it is surrounded by two sides with Kromim, and both of these siyurim have the halacha of Karachas HaKerem. Be'inon, so in both these cases, we need an area of Yud Vav Roichev HaKolcha. We need 16 amis, the width of the empty space. V'im lav. Lo yavi zera l'sham. If there is not 16 amis, one cannot bring any zroim. Afilu ba'amo ha'emtzois. Even in the amo emtzois, the middle amo. Now the middle amo, if we have here, let's say 15 amis, so even though the middle amo is 7.5 amis away from all four sides, so 7.5 amos l'chayre is a choshev erichuk. Afal pikein, one is not permitted to plant anything there. Now Rashi will explain the lomdus of this halach. The lomdus is as follows. The dalet amos shebitzad hakerem mizeh, the dalet amos shebitzad zeh eitzel hakerem, havi avedes hakerem. The four amos which are next to the kerem, this is used for avodas hakerem, and in the picture we see that this is the aleph. The aleph is the area of dalet amis, and we have here avodas hakerem that the agola goes with the bokel, and this area is needed for the avodas hakerem. So this aleph, the dalet amis, which all fall into the aleph category. This, since this area is needed for the Avodas HaKerem, this area has Hilchis Kerem. This is called Kerem. So this blank area, this empty area has Kerem. It has Dine Kerem because it is needed for Avodas HaKerem. Now let us continue with Rashi. The Dalet Amish Abitzad HaKerem Izeh, the Dalet Amish Abitzad Zeh Eitzel HaKerem, Havi Avodas HaKerem. This is Avodas HaKerem. This nan, we learned in the Mishneh, Kamo Avodas HaKerem. How much is Avodas HaKerem? Dalet Amos, four Amos, Kimoloi Boko V'Kelo. That's the Shir of Moloi Boko V'Kelo. Show you Boitzrim Oiso B'Shvorim U'Bagolet. When they used to harvest the grapes, they used to use Agolim, Agolis and Shvorim, Ubeisach Risha, Chershim, Aiso, Bishvorim, Hilka, Kikarim Domi. This area that is necessary for the upkeep of the Karim has Hilchas Karim. Now, so if you have these four Amis, plus Vim Nisharu, Ches Amis Bintayim, now that is in the picture base, or in picture 16, that's where the 8 is. That means besides the 4 amis of the Avodas HaKerem, you have another 8 amis. So, Memele, Levadois on Dalad Lecholtzat. So, what do you gain with the 8 amis? The Chishodis. Now, we have to understand that this middle area, which is 8 by 8, is surrounded by Kerem. So in order to have a chshivis bifnei atzmoi, and not to become nigra and bottle to the kerem, it has to have a certain area. So Rashi says as follows, the chishodis palge lohoche u palge lohoche. If you will divide this square of 8 amis and you'll and you'll divide it in half. So each half. So next we say the achelik of the avodas hakerem, the aleph, that is kerem. So this is a din kerem. So now if we'll divide the eight amas in half, so we have two areas of four amas. So four amas is a shir choshuv. So we say that this is considered an entity bifnei atzmai. This is a mokim bifnei atzmai. This does not become nigrar to the kerem. It has its own cheshivas. It's a memela, so this is considered a sada bifnei atzmai. This sada, one is permitted to plant zroi. But if there will be 15 amas in the square, so memela, when you'll divide it in half, so we have only a sada of 3.5 amas. There's no such thing as a sada of 3.5 amas. 3.5 amas is not considered a mokim bifnei atzmai. So memela, if it's not considered a mokim bifnei atzmai, it's nigra to the sides. The sides you have kerem. So this also becomes part of the kerem. It becomes part of the kerem. So it's called you as the reya in the kerem. If it has four tfachim, so it's considered sada. A sada is not nigra, is not nisbatel. If it's 3.5 tfachim, it's not considered a sod, it doesn't have a chshivas mokim. So it's part of the kerem, it's not a new mokim, it's part of the kerem, so therefore it's considered you're being zereya in the kerem. Now let us see in the Veinik in Rashi. If there are dalid amis, if there are eight amis, besides the four amis which we were miyachid for the avodas hakerem, the rishod is pal galoch or pal galoch. If you'll divide now this empty area, ike dalit amis mokim choshuv lechol chad yim mokim choshuv lechol chad loy botli legabi kerem. So this mokim does not become bottle to the kerem. So this is a different mokim. Umutal lezayron. And you're permitted to be zereya in this mokim. That's not called being zereya in the kerem. This is a mokim if nayatzma. Ubotza mi chesamois. But what if you have less than chesamois? Ishadi palgim. We have to understand we are surrounded each side with krumim. Ishadi palgalohoche, palgalohoche, lekedala amis mokim choshev. Ubotza legabi kerem. So this is not considered a mokim if nayatzma. This is considered a it doesn't have an atzmi sticker cheshiva, so it's bottled to the kerem. So that is the formula why we need 16 amis, according to Beis Hillel. And in the second case, which Rashi had mentioned, so you need also, you need 16 amis between both sides. It's not, since it's not surrounded, the top and the bottom, you only need on both sides, you only need an area of 16 amas in order to be mavdol between the kromim on both sides. That is the svara of Beis Hillel. Ula Beis Shammai. Loi choshiv sode bepochis miches amas. He holds that it doesn't have a chshivas of sode less than chesam. So in mele, so in order to make two sodas out of the middle area, you have to have a minimum of 16 amas. And then we need another 8 amas for avodas hakerem, 4 amas on each side. So that's how we come to the magic number of 24 amas. Hilka. Chof dalet amas ve'inim. Therefore you need chof dalet amas l'avodas hakerem mikan. Uchenegdon mikan. Poshu Yudvov. So now, after Dalet Lavoidus Akerem Mikach Negdem Mikam, you take the Dalet Amis for the Avoidus Akerem. Poshu Yudvov. Now it's left over 16. Shadi Cheslochi Vecheslochi Kesode Vlei Botli. That is the Svara of Beis Shammai. Inami Sviru Le Beis Shammai Avoidus Akerem Ches Amis. Or could be Rashi says, that could be Beis Shammai holds that achshivas asodah is 4 amas, but he holds the shir of avodas hakerem is 8 amas. This is a problematic Rashi. The Rishash and the Chaydesh Oviv are moire, there are Mishnayis in Kloim B'Svayis Tois, that everyone is moide that the shir of avodas hakerem is ches amas. Mechayel hakerem, Now, let us go to the second halacha. Bechayla kerem, bein kerem legeda. The haino sovit, this is surrounding the kerem, kemoy mechaylis. Yesham yud beis ameis, and this is in the Perish Chai, diagram 17, on page 3. So it is as follows. The sign is Saviv Kemay Machailis, it's surrounding the Kerem. Yesham Yud Beis Ameis Le Beis Hillel. If there are Yud Beis Ameis, according to Beis Hillel, Noisein Dalet Ameis La Avodas HaKerem. So let us say, hey, so we have here in the picture, we have Aleph Beis Gimel. So the Aleph, that is the Dalet Ameis Kedei Avodas HaKerem. So that is a Dalet Ameis, which has a loch of Kerem. Then we have Beis Gimel. So Noisein Dalet Ameis Avodas HaKerem. Bezoireya HaShav. He's now permitted to be Zoireya the rest, Beis Gimel. Ein Shom Yud Beis Ameis. What if there is not 12 Ameis? Let's say there'd only be 8 Ameis. Loi Yovi Zera L'Shom. One is not permitted to bring Zera there. Why? Now, we have to understand that there's a problem. L'chayre, al picheshbin, we just learned the magic formula that we know as follows. 4 Ameis next to the Kromim, that has a Teiris Kerem. Fine. 4 Ameis afterwards has a Teiris Sodeh. So the question arises, why do you need 12 Ameis in order to be permitted to be Zerei in area Beis Gimel? It would be sufficient if you have 8 Ameis. 4 Ameis is Avodas HaKerem. And now the other 4 Ameis is a Sovet. Then you have the Gedder. You only have a problem from one side. And as long as you gave that Avodas HaKerem, and this is a Chivas of a Sovet, doesn't become bottled to the Kerem, so it should be sufficient. Why do we need 12 Ameis? That is what Rashi is going to forever. Ein sham yud beis ame lo yavi zera lo sham. The dalet ameis the lahadi kerem avoides hakerem. Dalet ameis which are next to the kerem, that's avoides hakerem. The dalet ameis the lahadi koi. So now Rashi says, explains the halach. The 4 ameis which are right next to the koisel, which is ois gimel, that is ois gimel in the diagram. Kiven the loy mizdari. This is a place that is normally not seated. Mishum davshe de koisel avkuri mafkelahu. That means this is oimid to be used, to be walked, and people should walk there. In fakir, this is mechazik the koisel. That means in order to ensure that the koisel should remain, so the karka next to the koisel has to be firm. So fakir, so the dalet ames next to the koisel are miyuchid for the koisel. That means it's not oimid to plant. People don't plant their things. This area is used to walk. So he ika dalet ames choshev v'loi botel legabi ketu. So the pshat is as follows. That means we need dalet ames that has a cheshivis of a soda. The dalet ames which are next to the koisel, forget about it. He can plant there from today till tomorrow, but that is not sodah. That mokim is miyuchid for dafshe, for walking. So memele, so you have to have 12 ames. The 4 ames which are next to the kerem, that's avodas hakerem, so that's kerem. The 4 ames which are next to the koisel, so that's koisel, that's not sodah. So you need 4 ames of sodah that should not become bottled to the kerem. If you have less than 4 ames, it's bottled to the kerem. So that is the formula why you need 12 ames. Yeah, v'iloi bottle agabi kerem. So Mamela, if you have less than 12 ames, so it comes out you have less than dalet ames sode, so it's bottled to the kerem. V'hoche loy be'inon v'hoche, v'hoche, that's v'hoche loy be'inon yudvov amo. Why don't you need 16 amo? She'ene iser ela mitzad echo. That means that these dalet ames, which are davshe, that means they don't create any iser. They don't create any iser that I should say should become It's not surrounded on both sides from Mitzvah. If it's surrounded by both sides of Mitzvah, you'd have to divide it in half, then you'd have an area of two Amos and two Amos. The Dalet Amos of Davshel Kaisel is not Issa. It's just not Sodeh. It can contribute for the Dalet Amos of the Sodeh, but it's not Dalet Amos of Issa. So therefore, you can get away with 12 Amos. ועוד אולי בין יוד ובאמש, שאין נעיצר אלו מצעדך, ובאוך מפורש לו בפרק כל גד. מפורש לו בפרק כל גד. וכאומר רב נחמן, so רב נחמן said, over here, באמש, גדוילס משערים. ולחומרה, here you'll be משעיה with אמש גדוילס. ולוי משטריה בקטנס, here won't become mutter with אמש קטנס, because that'll be a kula. You'll say, I have a sod already, I have a vayda sakerim already. These are all kulas. They have dapsha already. You can't say this. You have to takel. You have to make sure you have a sod. A sod you have to work already with big amas, amas of 6 foot. Vrak de gemara, vayika ritzuf, is a case that there you'll have to measure the amas with smaller amas. Vayika ritzufim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Einai Kerem, Vechachomim Oimrim, Kerem. Veroines Emtsaayim, Keilu Eino. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Vo Iko Ritzufim. Gefanim Ritzufim. You have gefanim ritzufim, that the vines are one next to the other, the rows are one next to the other. Shesmucha shura leshura yaisa mimash en nosnu chachomim shir. Sheim ein bein shura leshura daladamitz. If there is less than a space of dalad amitz between one row and another row, ein oiket. So it doesn't have a shame keren. Hoyul ba'ein loy kol tzolchoy lehilach agola. Umuta lizroya bekula. That means as follows. This din, that we give dalet ames lavoides ha-keren, and the keren is an ikon, if it doesn't have a chshiv, it's a sod, it becomes nigrar to the keren. That is only when we have a keren, an entity of a keren, which is a vineyard. What if we have, let's say, a gefen yechidi? You have a gefen yechidi, you have one plant. So then there's different shiurim, 3 tvachim, 6 tvachim. You don't have to make all these ganze geschäften. As long as one is not yoinik from the other, so there's a small space in between, it is sufficient. So in order to get a shame kerem, we can see in the picture also that it's negeya teisviz, you need shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yoytzei zonav. This is in picture 19. This is the minimum shear of a keren. So we have here five tfanim over here, and then it becomes a keren. Now, in order for this to become a keren, in picture 19, we need that there should be dalet ames between the shuris. So memela la'avodas ha-keren. If there's less than dalet ames between the shuris, so then we don't have a keren over here. We have tfanim yechidim. And one is permitted, as long as it's a richuk of 3 or 6 tvachim, one is permitted to be zereya. Now, how are we going to measure these dalad amis? If we're going to measure with big amis, so it's going to come out, if there's not big amis, we're making a gvalda kekula. It's not dalad amis, so it's not a kerem, I'm allowed to plant to the teich hamokim, as long as it's 6 tvachim away. If I'll measure with small amis, so memeila, then it's going to come out of chumah. Listen, that there's dalet small amis, it's a kerem. Now you have to be machik about dalet amis, avoid it's a kerem. So memeila, here in this halacha, dalet amis, the chumah will be with dalet amis ktanis. Let us see Rashi. Veika ritzufim, gefanim ritzufim, shesmucha shura l'shura yoysa mimashe nosnu chachomim shir. They're closer than the minimum shear of that Chazal said that has to have in order to have a shame kerem. Shim ein bein shura le shura daladamis. If there is less than daladamis, ein a kerem. Oyel ba ein le kol tzorchi le hilach agola. Umuta lizroya bekula le rabshim. According to rabshim. Ubahanach Amis Osi Milsa der Rav Nachman Lekula. Now, if you're going to measure with big Amis, that can come out of Kula. The Ike Dalet Amis Ktanit. If there's only small Amis, Amrinin Eine Kerem, Adi Ike Gdoilis. We'll say it's not a Kerem. Ah, the Ike Gdoilis. So that comes out, it's a Kula. So the Gemara says, now let us see the Gemara. Now we'll understand the Gemara a little better. Vika Ritzufim Ba'alba Amis, the Lekula, the Snan Kerem Anatu Alpochus Me'alba Amis, Rab Shimon Oimer Eine Kerem. The Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, if you have a clustered kerem, it's crowded, Royin Esem Tza'ayim Ke'ilu Einom. We assume that, let's say, you have a tremendous kerem, and between the shurais, there are less than Dalet Amis, so the Chachomim hold, we take out a shure, we take out a middle shure between each shure. Because the Mefarshim explain also, because it's aimed to be torn out, you won't leave it here, it's making Kali your whole Kerem. So even though Ba'asher Usham, you have here a multitude of shuras which are clouded, we assume Ke'ilu, the middle shuras were taken out, and the middle shuras are taken out, the middle, now you have Dalet Amis between, we have Dalet Amis between the Shura Aleph and Shura Gimel. So according to the Chachamim, even though there's less than Dalet Amis, it is still good, because when you take out the middle ones, you'll have Dalet Amis. So Memele, Ke'ilu, V'reina, Samtam, Kilo, Eino. So Memele, according to the Chachamim, there is no shir of Dalet Amis, Bein Hakfanim. We'll see in Taisvis, Zichin Ager, Chachamim also, but that we'll see in Taisvis. So the Gemara says, Kerabon and Domri Havi Kerem. He says, this memre that mentions Amis, Kerem Hanatu al Poches me alba Amis, and there you have to zich measure with Amis Ktanes, the Rav Nachman is going according to the Chacham. The boy is saying, Maloilam Rav Shimon, going according to Rav Shimon, the Rav Amis Koma. We're going with Rav Amis. The Rav Mishmei, the Rav Nachman Omar, he disagrees with Abayim Mishmeid Rav Nachman Oma, Kol Amis Ba'amo Ba'shisha. All the Amis are measured with an Amo Ba'shisha. There's no Amis Ba'shomesh, Amis Ba'shisha. And that's how we pass it. Elo Halolo Soichakois V'Halolo Atzvois. Let us see Rashi. Al Poches Midalad Amis, Shemin Shur L'Shur Dalad Amis, Eine Kerem, Umutul Israel L'Sham, according to Rav Shimon. The roiness em tsa'ayim and the tuim besoich revach aroili is ben shura le shura. Kerabon on svir le le Rav Nachman. The omri kerem. Hilkach le huskur ames bekloyim le niritzufim. So there was never niskar, this memra of ames le niritzufim, because you take out the middle ones. Halolu soich akois, ames kloyim moidedim betvochim gedoilim. Vishalsuke omovoi atzvois mitzumtzomeis lechumre. Rove is choylik an Rav Nachman, and Rove says one is measured with tzeichekois and one is measured with atzvois. That one wants to see the picture is in 18. Tzeichekois is on the right, so there's a space between four gudlim. And atzvois is depressed together. The difference between tzeichekois and atzvois is in every amma we have over here, there's a chilek of a chatzi etzba. That is the chilek. Tzeichekois is a chatzi etzba larger than atzvois. There is a machlokes of rishonim in Rove, we paskin like Rove. According to Rove, so Rove says as follows, that all Ameis, side by Movoi, side by Kloyim, all Ameis are six Tvachim Dika Ameis. But there's a difference by Movoi, you go with Atzvois, by Kloyim, you go with Seichakois. So there's a Machloikis HaRishayim. The Balamoyer holds that Rove in Yesod also is moide to the Mahalach of Abaye. That means it's not a Yesod that Movoi, you only use small Amis. When small Amis are a Chumre, you use small Amis. In a case with more amas will be a kula, so then you'll take use seicha case. Rav is repeating abaya, but with a different shear. The Rashba wants to say that since the whole nafkamina abaya is speaking about a large difference, 5 tvachim, 6 tvachim, and then grace is achim. Like Rav, the whole difference is in an am, it's a chatzi etzba, so Rav made up, according to Rav, it's a loy plug. So since Rav amois of mavoi, lechumre, it would be preferable to use amos oitzvois. So memela, so all amos of mavoi are amos oitzvois, even if one case you'll have a kula. And according to, and by kloyim, you always have seichekas. Let us see Taisus. Look Taisus. Tanya the Messiah. That what? So that Abai had learned that the mobbing Zaraya, I'm sorry, to Rove, that we say halal suketnan because the measurements are similar to the measurements of the Heichel. Traktach Taisus afal gav the Heichel ba'ame ba'shisha. The Heichel was, now we have a problem over here. The Heichel was an ames ba'shisha. And Mavui, according to Abaye, B'Shem Rav Nachman, you measure with the Goyv of Chomesh. So now this is very modern. So the Baraisa is telling us that the Mavui Shigavoya me esrim amo yoisami pisrei shal heichel yimayim. If it's yoisami pisrei shal heichel is good. Now that is not true, because pisrei shal heichel was measured, was 120 tfachim. And Pischoi, and the Goiva of the Mavoi has to be 100 tvachim. So how do we understand Pshat this Baraisa? That is Taisus Kash. Avo gav da heichel ba'ames ba'shisha. And Mavoi is ba'ames ba'schom. It's a Taisus hoche arovikoi. Rove was the one that said halal suketnan. The islay lekamon. The shal Mavoi nami ba'ame ba'shisha. That's the Rove we just learned that it's also. The Amma of Mavi is Atzvois. Shemesh al Eichel Nami Atzvois. So it could be that the Amma's Eichel is Bashish, but it's also Atzvois. Inami afilu labay. Lesimne ba'alme nokat le'inyin Amis. Eisus Be'emison is just telling us a simon, as we had before, Dav Gimel Amadav of Nachman Ba'Yitzchok said, not learning out from the Eichel, it's just a simon. You should remember the number that the shear is 20 amis, so just remember Heichel. The Heichel was 20 amis, and so Mamela, if it's similar to the Heichel, it's good. If it's more than the Heichel, it's no good. That means just remember the word 20 amis. If even though the two types of amis, is big amis and small amis, but the Bereis was only written for the purpose to remember 20 amis. So I feel about it now, not because you're not amiss. I'll be come back in my sick, and my share, hey, chal, chalolo, esrim, ba'amis, didei. Chanami, mavui, ba'amis, didei. But upon him, this, it seems you're from the Baraisa. That the chalol of the mavui is similar. You measure the chalol of the mavui, dum you to the chalol of the heichel. With 20 amis, even though these are different types of amis. Keman da omar be'arbo. So the Gemara asked that in Mavi there's a case where one should use big amos lechumre if you learn that Meshech Mavi is arba amos. So the Gemara says the first house was that Rav Nachman is going according to Rav Yosef who holds arba tvor. Peirish u'mashe hu Yosef. That really the Mavi has to be not arba tvor him. The Mavi has to be arba u'mashe. Why? The Ein Pesach Pochois Midalet. That means let us picture a Mavoi. So the Mavoi has a Pesach Beruach Revi, and the Mavoi has a Oirach. So if we say that we're speaking about the minimum size of a Mavoi, so the Pesach cannot be smaller than 4 tvachim. Now, if we say that the minimum size of the length of a Mavoi is also 4 tvachim, so the mele, then we're going to make a Mavi square. And the halacha is that the kula of lechi v'koyre was only said by a rectangular mavi, that the oirech is larger than the reich. So memeila, if we're speaking about now the length of the mavi, the length of the mavi cannot be dalet for him, because since the reich has to be at least dalet for him, so the length has to be dalet for him a mashu. Perish a mashu yoysa, the ein pesach pochis mi dalet, the reich has to be at least dalet for him. Bilei have a mashu yoysa, mke lehave orka yesel arochboi, vein ein nita belechi v'korken winil lekamon. So memeila, we have to say that it means, mami chapsam dalet for him means a mashu. The half of God, the Baye, Gufe, Isla, the Kamon, the Meshech, Movi, Bedalad Amis. Okay, so Memela, this is a Baye, B'Shem, Rav Nachman, so what's the first Teretz? That he holds Dalad Fochim, a Baye holds Dalad Amis. Okay, Libet, the Rav Nachman, come over Leila Svil. According to Rav Nachman can hold its Dalad Fochim. For Ike, Ritzufim, de Lekule, Kirabon, and the Omri, Kerem, Habi. Vim Taima, Dr. Toisves, for ik ha ike odes nan bemeseches kloyim, geder shenifritzo ad yud ameis, areyu ke pesach. There's another halacha by kloyim. There's a halacha by kloyim that if there's a geder bentayim, so you can be zereya kfanim on one side and zroim on the other side. What if there's a pirtze in the geder? Geder shenifritzo, Ad Yud Ames, if the Pirtze is extends to Yud Ames, Areyu Ke Pesach. It also has a shame gather, and one is permitted to be Zareya on the Zroima on one side, and Kfanim on the other side. Yoisa Mikan, Keneged HaPirtze also, then is a Teres Pirtze, there's no gather, so you have to be Machik. So Memeila, Frektach Teisves, So there's another case. There's another case where here you'll have to measure with small amas. If you can measure with big amas, that's a kula. You can say that it's not a pirtza because it's not 10 big amas. You have to measure with small amas. Yeshloima, the roiv amas koma. Roiv amas koma. It means roiv amas. Now, we have to know that this is a shvera teisves for a multitude of reasons. Reason number one, we are speaking about the Gemara now, we're going now according to the Rabbona. We're not saying Roiv Amis. The second is, the Kerabonon, the Omri Kerem Havi. And the second Teretz, Afilo Kerab Shimon, Roiv Amis. But according to the first Teretz, we don't want to say Roiv Amis. We're sticking to our guns, that it's all the Amis. So how can you say Roiv Amis? That Kasha, the Goyin Yaakov asks. There's another kasha. If lemaisa we have, and this all the rishonim is the kasha. If we're going to say the second teretz, roiv amis, but here we have a lot of problems over here. The gemara is going to say in the second teretz that we're going according to Rab Shimon. So if we're going according to Rab Shimon, so there's two cases that you use big amis by a pirta you use. By the tzufim you use small amis, and Taisa says by pirta you also use small amis. So it's not roiv amis anymore, so it's two and two. There's two cases you use big amis, and two cases you use small amis. So memele, so how could Rav Nachman say a statement, by kloyim you use big amis? I mean, if it's roiv amis, I'm speaking about roiv amis of kloyim. It's now 50-50. Some halachas of kloyim use this, and some halachas you use this. That's a kasha, and that is Marsha and the Gram Horovitz that answer this kasha. And the etzem kasha of Toisvis, the Rishonim say a teretz, the Malay Rayim was also machavan to the teretz. He wants to say that the emison, this halacha of pirtze is not a din in kloyim. This is a din in psochim. That means 10 amis is called a pirtze. 10 amis is called a pesach. More than 10 amis is called a pirtze. So we said already, by movo you measure with small amis. So that hilchis psochim. If the pesach is negei akloyim, is a mecheteisi. But I told you
The kloyim, the kahalaches, avoides hakerem as hilchis kloyim. Asodera becomes bottle to kerem as hilchis kloyim. Hilchis kloyim you measure with big amas. Over here, this is hilchis psochem. Does it have a toiras pesach? Does it have a toiras pilze? Hilchis psochem, I told you before, by movi, there it's negeya psochem pilze. I told you pilzes you measure with small amas. So mamela, this goes already, this is no shaykhis at all with kloyim. This is Hilchis Psochim. Hilchis Psochim you measure with small amas. This is a very geshmaki teretz, and the Moreh Sada with Charifa says that Taisus means this also. Mele b'farenfat all the other kashas. Kerabona the Omri Kerem have afal gav the Rabona moidim the loyhavi Kerem. Heiche the chinoima royenes emtsaayim kilo einam lo yisharu shtayim neged shtayim v'achas yoytzei zono. By Leiri Elabami Shusko Beferish Lebamis the Mishtamet Mechlal Devreim. Now Taisus is asking such a kasha. Taisus is asking that let's say if the Chachamim said if you have a tremendous kerem which is overcrowded and there's not enough spaces, so the Chachamim said that you take out the middle rows and you have a kerem. Fine. So there, so you have your distance in between. So Taisus, what if you don't have so many gefanim? And if you're going to take out the middle rows, you won't have shtayim keneged shtayim, but achas yoytzei zono. You won't have so many. If you won't take out the middle rows, so then you don't have a kerem. So the chachamim don't have an eitzah all the time up their sleeves. According to the chachamim, if you sometimes it won't have a teiras kerem because if you take out it, it won't have a teiras kerem. And if you don't take out, it's less than dalad amis. Now these dalad amis, according to the chachamim, also you have to measure with small amis. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, there's no problem. Because, but they say, what do you mean there's no problem? You have a problem according to the Chachamim also. If by taking out, you lose the Shem Kerem, so you have to start measuring with it in. Now, if with it in, there's less than Dalet Amis, so it also doesn't have a Teres Kerem. How do you measure these Dalet Amis? So you measure this with small Amis. So it's Tachvayta Shver, according to the Chachamim also, there's a case when you measure with small Amas. So Taisvis answers, but the Chachamim never mentioned the Halacha of Amas. Rav Nachman is going wherever it said Mefurish Amas, these Amas mean big Amas. According to the Chachamim, Zichah, there's a case you'll measure with small Amas, but they never mentioned Amas Behedye. Rav Shimon mentioned Amas, so that's what the Gemara said, he's not going according to Rav Shimon, he's going according to the Chachamim.